Remarks of the President to the Advisory Council on Federal Reports, 14 October 1952.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed the greatest honor to which a federal civil servant could aspire, the honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the introduction by a federal civil servant. I understand that this organization has been in this business for 10 whole years. And I'm glad to be here to welcome you for that 10th anniversary. You know, good information and reliable figures are the tools of both government and business, and they can cause us more trouble than any other one thing, because good information is most difficult to get. That is, reliably good information, and figures, you know, can be twisted to suit anybody's notion. They always say that figures don't lie, but liars can figure. Neither government nor business can operate efficiently without information. And this information must be reliable. Your contribution has been very valuable. The council is in a class by itself because it shows how business and government can work out problems that benefit both. This is the method we attain. By this method, we attain efficiency and economy. The benefits of the whole people are at stake, and when government and business are together, the whole people benefit. We work always to make government efficient and economical. Most people don't believe that, but it's true, nevertheless. You've made a contribution to that end over the 10 years of your existence. Your statistical information helped win World War II. You helped with the problems after the war. You've been very helpful in the recent partial mobilization. Coordination of the activities of government and business is one of our hardest jobs, and no one has ever yet found an easy way to cause people to cooperate and to coordinate their ideas and their views. The hardest job that the director of the budget and I have is to get the government bureaus to agree with themselves. Isn't that right, Fred? To make statistics jibe is a real headache. You've been most helpful. Records show in the history of the government what a difficult job it is to make people cooperate and to get their facts and figures to coordinate. I've had experiences where the Department of Commerce, from its own information sources, came out with one set of statistics, and along would come the Labor Department with another set, and along would come the Treasury with another set, and there I was in the middle of a whirling set of figures. Due to the efforts of this organization and the able and distinguished director of the budget, we've been able now to put those things in the groove. And to make these statistics jibe, you have been exceedingly helpful. The Federal Reports Act of 1942, sponsored by Senator Murray of Montana and Congressman Wright Patman of Texas, provided the authority to make this coordination work. I supported the bill in the Senate. Now I'm trying to make it work as president. I'm sure that the next president will support it too, because it's to the interest of the government that the policy inaugurated by that bill should be carried on. It's a difficult thing, you know, to get a continuing policy in a republic. Every time the head of the government changes in a republic, he thinks he's got a better way to do things. But I think we're going to leave an organization on this program in which you're interested that'll work. Those who sponsor this council may be motivated by self-interest as well as an impulse for public service. Still, self-interest is in the public interest. Public service is self-interest is public service when its purpose is to avoid waste both inside and outside the government. To you, this statistical coordination job means better information and not so much red tape. You remember those questionnaires we used to get from various places with who your grandmother's aunt, sister-in-law was and why, and all that sort of thing? I think this organization, in cooperation with the budget and the other bureaus in the government, have been able to eliminate most of those silly questionnaires we used to get. I got one time, I guess it was about that long, while I was in the White House, and I didn't know what to do with it. So I turned it over to Fred, and I never heard any more about it. To me and to the budget, it means help in effective government management. Since I've been president, we've been constantly at work to improve government procedures. It's recruitment and training personnel, its budget, its accounting and procurement practices. This work gets no headlines, no personal ballyhoo, but this work is a national asset. We've accomplished much, but much yet remains to be done. There are always new problems coming up. We always have things that we never heard of before coming up in a government that's as great and it covers as much territory as ours does. I don't know whether you appreciate the fact or not, but this government of ours is the greatest and the most powerful government in the history of the world. When you hear people talking about going back to what has happened in the past, and when they tell you that the costs of government from its beginning to 1896 was not so great as the cost of the government in the 7 years that I've been president, they're telling you the truth. But if you go back and find out exactly what that government was responsible for, what it's owed to the world, what it owed to the citizens, you find that it's a matter of growth. Now, I'll venture to say that the National City Bank in 1896 was not quite so big as it is now, and it didn't require quite so many clerks nor quite so much information as it does now. If you look at the National City Bank, I used to work in the National Bank of Commerce in Kansas City, and the National City Bank and the Chase National Bank were the depositories of that National Bank of Commerce, and one of them had $900 million in assets, and the other one had $860 million in assets, and they were scratching like the mischief to try to get to be a billion-dollar organization, and you know what they are now. That's small change with regard to what they do now. The government has grown in the same proportion. People don't take that into consideration. They do a lot of talk about what it costs to run the government, how much difficulty we have in arriving at a conclusion on figures and statistics and things of that kind, but people who are informed know that the greatest government in the world has to be a government that can meet its obligations, a government that can carry on its world responsibilities, and we can't go back to 1896 to do that. Now, we are all grateful for your help and cooperation in getting the facts and figures together so that figures don't lie. I hope you continue to cooperate with the budget and with the government and with the President of the United States so we can have facts and figures that cannot be shown up to be wrong. Then, when we come to troubles and come to making the budget, and I've made more budgets than any other man alive, I was in the Senate on the Appropriations Committee, and I analyzed 10 budgets in the 10 years I was in the Senate, and we've made 8 under Fred, and for a wonder, it happens that the President of the United States knows every figure in them, and when these fellas who know so much about figures commence talking about the budget of the United States, they can't talk to me about it because I know what's in it. Now, please help us. Please continue to help us. We appreciate what you've done. And I wish I could stay here and argue with you on some of these questions, but I am married like most of the rest of you. The boss made a day for me to go to a show tonight, and I've got to go down there and meet her. I'll be in trouble, sure enough, and figures won't mean a thing to me. Thank you very much.